Pacifica High School students report the worst housing deprivation in the country. That's from a recent Victoria University study which found that one in three high school students overall have serious thoughts of suicide. RNZ Pacific reporter Marina Whangaiawa Muller has more.
I'm walking through my home of Mangere East. It's just stopped raining here. Weather's rocking back and forth between sunny and dreary. I've stumbled across a cul-de-sac lined with state homes, berms mowed, sunlight shining on the very few cars parked around. Everybody must have gone to work or school. The housing here, for the most part at least, is fine from the outside. I'm not sure that it's all good news inside. I once lived in an overcrowded home, and there are ways to turn a three-bedroom, one-bathroom house into a 9, 10, 11-person affair. Families here live intergenerationally. State homes are 98% full. Plenty of Pasifika live here. I walk into the town centre and everyone mills about as normal. But housing is a problem for the community, and it's having serious impacts on young people exposed to a harsh reality. Housing deprivation affects 47.1% of Pasifika High School students, whether through overcrowding or couch surfing and homelessness. At Desal 2 Marcelin College, just over the way in Royal Oak, students are Pasifika. They live in South Auckland. Housing issues they cope with outside the classroom are having a serious toll on their mental health.
I feel like my parents are still struggling financially to provide the bare minimum, and I feel like that's a part. That's partly why we're moving again.
That was Scholastica Samoa Fa'aloa Seo Filippo, the head girl of Marcelin College. Six people live in her home, two people out back, and they've been renting for several years. But it's time to pack up and leave. Scholastica's two older sisters attended a prestigious private girls' school in Auckland, but she negotiated with her parents to enrol at Marcelin, where it'd be much less of a financial burden. She said she's grateful for her family for life.
It does take a toll on your mental health, knowing that you'll get your parents...
It's okay. You take your time.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Like, knowing that your parents are trying to provide a blessed life for you and your siblings.
Research from Victoria University shows as many as 29% of high school students experienced some form of housing deprivation in the past year. Among that number, 40% showed clinically significant depressive symptoms. The study's authors say besides the dire state of mental health services, if the government doesn't address the basic needs of rangatahi, like housing, nothing will change.
Knowing that my dad's working numerous jobs so that we can live the life that we live, and I feel like in a way being privileged doesn't always look pretty. Like being privileged is seeing that your parents are struggling to pay their rent weekly.
Siosiwa Latahe Ea Tonga Uiha is a fellow Marcelin College student. He says his father also works more than one job to put bread on the table, and his mum's small business hasn't been getting many customers.
Didn't know the backstory that we're actually struggling to rent a house. We need to move out by August. And I must say that I am grateful for what I have now. And I do, and my mum is struggling.
Another student who wants to be anonymous says nobody wants to talk about such problems in class. He says high schoolers stay silent out of fear they'll be judged, which worsens their mental health.
I think it's just realizing and being grateful for what I have and what I don't have. And I'm just grateful here. My parents are moved from the islands, just leaving everything behind, their childhood and their home, sacrificing a lot for me to be here today.
So these young Pasifika are trying hard to focus on gratitude, but the realities of the impact of housing deprivation are hitting hard.